This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning and thank you for joining us. This part of the show is brought to you by Books.com Flower Service, like bouquets. Books, Books.com. Hey.
Hey.
You too. Coming to town. And we have tickets. Crank that up.
And you give, and you give yourself away.
Go, Bryn. You too, coming to town in 2018. We have tickets right now for their May 8th concert at the SAP Center. Tickets go on, they are on sale. They're available right now at livenation.com. And you can win a pair. We'll put a pair in your hands. Put a pair under your tree. Right now, caller number 9. This is going to be a quick turnaround. Caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You get a pair of lower reserved tickets to the May 8th show.
I'd like to address something, if I could, before we get into celebrity trash.
Does this have to do with the picture we just posted?
Hang on. Hold on. Hold on, you guys. Let me just get... Why should you send the special people in your life holiday flowers from Books.com? That's how they'll know they're special. Go to Books.com and get 15% off with promo code 3434.
Woo! Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. How did you spell that?
B-O-U-Q-S. Books. I think like bouquet.
Like bouquet.
But no Q-E-T. U-E-T at the end.
All right. Oh, oh boy. Oh, yeah. I didn't expect
we're getting
that.
Serious.
I'd like to address something real quick all if right. I could. We got a text here from 925. It says, Bonnie's hysterical laughter yesterday during the secret show had me in tears. It was wrong, but hard not to laugh. Happy Tuesday. I would like to say I was framed. I was
but
framed.
Not, not, not.
I was framed by that guy.
I was framed. That was laughing because Vinny's laugh is
he
so contagious.
He kept making me laugh, and then he wouldn't stop making faces, and so no one's hearing him continue to make me laugh, and I can't stop. And meanwhile, there's some lady who really needed our help.
I thought about
and
that
we
lady
were laughing
all day.
Me too.
Me
that's
too.
So
I was
funny.
Laughing in the shower by myself.
Don't
about
laugh.
That.
It's not funny.
No, I really agree with this email texture person because I was laughing because of Vinny's laugh. It's just so contagious. It's funny. It's funny when he laughs.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I truly did lose my composure and it was not at that lady and I hope that when she hears that she's not thinking they're laughing at me because of what the guy said. And I thought about it too and I thought, you know, in a good relationship where two people really get each other, mm-hmm. that crack wouldn't have hurt her. She would have cracked back and they would have laughed. And
right.
But because right. she feels insecure with this person, the crack he made really hurt her.
Right.
And then
well,
there
it
she
wasn't
is.
Wasn't the first of the cracks.
Feeling vulnerable and I can't stop laughing.
Right. Well, to me, the point where we fell off the cliff was right at the very beginning. Because as soon as I read the crack that he said to her, Hooman, who's off mic, you know, just starts. And then I see both of you go. Like, everyone knows how wrong it is to laugh at that thing.
Well, that's what
but
happened.
That just started. I just
right.
was.
So it was one of those moments. I wouldn't say it's as bad as laughing at a funeral, but it was one of those moments where you're not supposed to laugh.
Right.
And then there we can't stop laughing. Jesus.
Does anyone want to give her any more advice right now?
Well, I mean...
Stay with him.
No! Oh, my God!
Give him another chance.
Punt! It's always
I,
the
no,
answer.
I absolutely think that the you two oh. kids can work that out.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my yeah. God. Al Green, everybody.
Stay together.
I love this.
Weather. Times are good or bad, happy or sad.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what we want you to do. And
just the opposite.
Exactly. Just the opposite. Vinny's just being goofy right now.
No, I really. That's what I want you to do.
No.
Take it all back.
I want you to find someone who deserves you.
He's just funny.
He's not funny. That's mean.
Right.
And you don't act like you don't know it. Go to, if you've never listened to one of our podcasts before, here's the thing about podcasts. Like, everyone goes, oh, podcasts, I don't know how to do that. Or no, it couldn't be easier. If you have our radio.com app and you listen on that, you already have access to us. You can search for the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show.
If it helps you, old people, it's like a digital cassette tape.
Yes.
You just press play.
Yep.
And you don't have to put it in.
It's easier than that,
yeah.
Even.
And gets caught, and there's no ribbon. Because
right.
There's no ribbon, that's why.
You don't need a pen
right.
or a key to wind that thing up.
It's just a press play moment.
Right. You just have to find it, and you can do it at RadioAlice.com. You can find it on iTunes. If you have an iPhone, you actually have a little purple little, it's like a microphone in a little purple
icon.
Square. Yeah, a little icon. And that is a podcast app. It's, you have that on your phone already. It couldn't be easier.
They say the reason I laughed at the secret show is because when you read it, it was unexpected.
Yeah. Well, that was, I think, why Hooman got that ball rolling, because you guys both, as soon as he started laughing, it was like, oh, I watched Bryn and Vinny just cramp up with the effort of not.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It was both of you.
And
it was all three
it all
of you.
Back.
Poor Yuzette and I were just trying to have this girl's back.
Yeah.
And you three are losing your minds.
It was days like yesterday where I say this new secret show setup is really good.
Why? Because we can't see each other?
You can't see me. I'm hiding in the corner and no one knows.
He turned off his mic. He was laughing so hard.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh. We're using new studios for the secret show and we can't see each other. It's very strange. Okay.
Whatever.
There you go, the secret show. It's a podcast we do in addition to this show.
We're experiencing lots of changes these days.
We are. We're owned by someone new, Entercom.
There are new people parking next to me downstairs that are just squeezing me so tight.
Oh no.
They don't know what they're doing.
I don't know what their deal is, but I don't know who it is. I mean, it could very. I don't think our big boss is driving a Honda Civic, but you don't know.
It's true, you don't. all the executives.
There's anything wrong with that?
She walks.
Yeah, she lives close by.
And the executives that park in the garage get the non-tandem spots.
Right, those end ones.
Yeah.
Those
they're
easy
nice,
spots.
Big, easy spots. The rest of us do all the tandem ones.
Well, they must be sports station pukes then.
Oh.
I got to believe that's what's going on, right?
Oh, no, because they're not moved in yet.
What?
It's the other station.
Yeah, we don't even have all the employees that are going to be parking down there in the building yet.
Yeah, they're not moving in because they got to redo the studios downstairs. So their sports is not in yet, but the other one is.
Oh, then that's who it is.
That took our secret show.
All right.
Yeah, that's who they are. They're nice. I met them.
Oh, I'm sure they are. They stole our secret show. Our already crappy secret show studios. We got moved out of the nice secret show studios years ago.
Oh, I feel sorry for them. Those studios are the worst.
Oh, I know. Oh,
oh
my God. They're like, it's like being in a dungeon.
But from what I heard, it's better than what they had.
What?
So they're like, oh, this is a big step up.
Yeah. What they had apparently was, we have somebody who works here who used to be over there, and he told us.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, you know, radio's
so
world.
So I'm thankful for these lovely studios.
Yes.
We have
thank you. And engineering, you do a wonderful job.
If you want to update them.
And sure.
We're good with that.
But please find us someplace nice to broadcast from while you do that. Okay. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Did we already get our winner for YouTube?
We sure did. It's interesting that you're asking about that. But it is Bree from Capitola.
All right. Whoa. Well, listening down Bree. In Capitola. Thank you for listening.
She said, I'm never up at this time. I thought, what the heck? I'm going to call in and go for the tickets.
Way to go, Bree.
Now she's going to you, too. So we'll have more tickets. We have tickets all week. Got to listen to the morning show. Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber.
They're back? Are they back?
Oh, yeah. They're back. Much to her family's chagrin. The family is... Oh, is it? Yes, Vinny? Your hand is up.
In the song he sings where he says, my mom likes everyone, but she don't like you, is she the you that his mom doesn't like?
No.
Oh.
His family loves her.
Oh, okay.
It's her family that does not love him.
All right.
Play Heart Response what it wants. What?
No, we're listening to... this is Bryn's favorite Selena...
Did you actually just request the Selena Gomez song?
Yeah, because that's the one we always sing on the show.
Oh, come on.
Whenever we talk about a horrible relationship, we all start singing, the heart wants what it wants.
We just walked all over my favorite song.
Oh, sorry. Also, I...
See what he does? That's him, everyone.
My favorite one is Good For You. Good for you. Just wanna look good for you. Good for you.
I don't know how any of you guys listen to any of this garbage. Yuck.
When I talk about the Justin Bieber part, play that other one that I like, the real tender one that used to always play for me.
Don't play that one. Hey, I have a list of contenders for who Justin Bieber's talking about in that song.
Oh, all right.
Do you want to? There's four.
Okay.
I don't know one of them. Kendall Jenner has one.
Oh, did they date?
Yeah.
I thought he banged Kourtney Kardashian.
Right.
Well, this is from an official site.
Okay.
And then Selena Gomez is one, and the other is Ellie Goulding.
Boy, Ellie gets around.
She sure does.
If that is about Ellie, then... Because isn't... there's an Ed Sheeran song that's supposedly about Ellie Goulding, too.
Right. So those
is it wrong?
Three. No.
Right.
What do you say, Homan? I thought you said there were four.
There was. Do you want to know... I don't know if you're going to know who this person is. I have no idea. Jade Pierce. J-A-Y-D-E Pierce.
Is that model he was hanging out with for a while?
And then I found another site that says it could be a girl named Chantel Jeffries.
Okay.
There's a lot of chicks he's dating.
Sure. Well, you know, he's the Biebs.
Anyway, it's not Selena. That was the question. Yeah. So
I don't think it's Selena. I mean, but what do I know?
What about these two kids?
Well, her mom is so upset about Justin being back in her life that she actually had to go to the hospital over it.
Her mom did?
Yeah. She's so worked up. They say... Police went to an L.A. area hotel. This is TMZ is reporting that police went to an L.A. area hotel last week to do a welfare check on Selena's mom. Her name is Mandy Teefy. And
what is it again?
Mandy Teefy. T-E-E-F-Y. So some family member said, can you go to this hotel and check on Mandy Teefy? She was, I guess that they found her and she wasn't okay. And they took her to a nearby hospital, got her checked out. Not like a psychiatric hold or anything. I mean, she went voluntarily.
Was she on a bender or something?
They don't really have a whole lot of details. But for a cop to go and then actually take you to the hospital sounds like something.
Like you're on a bender.
Or something. I don't say anything about it. Mandy and Selena had a fight. On the phone, maybe? I'm not positive. Mandy had a heated conversation with Selena that day about the reunion with Justin. Selena told her mom that she and Justin Bieber were in couples therapy, and that's when Mandy flipped out, realizing that the relationship was going to be more long-term than she thought. She figured one more little fling with Justin, and then he'll be out.
Well, it's unlikely that those two make it.
I agree.
When you have so many... stop starts eventually that water under the bridge gets you.
Yeah. Well, the problem, I think, when your whole family flips out and everyone's sort of against you guys, you find that that person is your only ally. And sometimes it makes people get closer together. You know, it's
yeah,
like
but you're also ashamed
world.
Of yourself when you're around your own family.
Well, then you I stop going around your own family.
Right. But I think that even that ends up being it's such a bitch when you're with someone, and I'm not calling a person a bitch, I'm saying it sucks because I've been there where your family's watched you two go through so much crap, you're obviously happier when you're not with that person, you've got much smoother sailing or whatever, and they don't want to be around that person, and you get all resentful of everybody. It sucks, dude. I don't like it. I mean, I did that in high school. I don't know how old they. How old are these guys?
Like 25.
Yeah.
But still, it stinks.
Boy, their 20s are going fast.
Yeah, they are. You know, the mom is only... Tiffy? What's her name?
Mandy Tiffy.
She's only 41.
So she had... So, and but Selena's 22 or
Boy,
23,
I
maybe?
Used to be able to laugh at that.
What? Only?
41 being old. Man.
Yeah, well, and it looks like Selena... they're both 25.
Oh, okay. So she had that baby when she was 16.
Yeah.
No, lots of people do.
Right. Bryn.
Bryn.
What?
You had a baby when you were 16.
Yeah. 15. 15. 15.
Sorry.
No, I was 16.
No.
I think conceived at 15.
Conceived.
Anyway, Selena's family, a lot of them say they'll never forgive him or accept him for what they think he did to Selena years ago. Mandy was released from the hospital the same day. She's giving Selena space to figure out what she wants, but the family... wants Justin out. Here's a picture of Mandy. She's a nice looking 41-year-old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber has, it looks like he has settled. A while ago, I want to say 2016, that song Sorry has some loop from a girl. And we talked about the story at the time.
I remember.
There's Casey Daniel, who's known as White Hinterland. That's her performance name, I guess. She had a 2014 single called Ring the Bell and alleged that he had chunked a piece off and used it in a loop in his song Sorry, and she was suing, and it looks like they've settled because everything's been dropped.
Was it the bagpipe sound?
Do you have it?
Do you want his version or hers?
Let's hear hers first, and then we'll see if we can spot it in his song.
All right.
Okay. And then this is Sorry, Justin Bieber's song. Yeah. So it's pretty clear. I think even at the time we said it was clear. And I don't know what they settled for, but the suit's been dropped, so it looks like they figured it all out.
Nice.
Jody Sweetin, who is currently making money on Fuller House.
Yeah.
She's one of the kids on the Full House, the original.
Oh, no.
She,
don't tell me.
What?
Is she back on the meth?
No, she's not. Was she the meth one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the only reason I know her, because I didn't watch that show, but I saw a story about her sort of...
falling off the
edge. Comeback.
Right.
And it was about how she's sober now, but was a full-on meth head.
Well, she was married at some point and had a kid, at least one kid. And as soon as she got this new job, the ex-husband went running to the judge and said, I'm going to need some child support. I need some money.
Mm-hmm.
She now has to pay $2,800 a month to this guy, Morty Coyle. I guess that...
Morty.
Morty went to court saying she's making like $600K a year now. Obviously, mostly because of the Netflix series, which I think they've done a couple of seasons of already.
I thought you told us three seasons.
Yeah, and that they were about to start the fourth.
Yeah, which people are into it.
Feels like it just came back. I can't believe they
well,
must
they
just shoot
it. Well,
they
don't do regular seasons.
That's true.
So they can do it however they want.
When the divorce went final in 2016, she said she was making $4,000 a month, and the judge said she didn't have to pay any child support. That apparently maybe the guy was making more than her, and... So now she's got to cough up some money.
Mm.
$2,800, you know, if you're making $600,000 a year, that's not the end of the world for her.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Except that now this guy doesn't have to work because he's got free money coming in. And I mean, is he taking care of the kid full time?
I guess he must be.
I bet he's not.
Well, he's got like DJ gear on. So maybe he DJs. Not what people do.
Okay.
I don't know. They got him in headphones, and he's scruffy looking. Diddy.
That's her third
husband. Is he getting it?
Her third?
Her third husband.
Damn,
wow.
Damn.
You know, that is where you start to lose sympathy for people once they start racking up marriages.
A series of unfortunate decisions.
Dude. Yeah. Come on.
Diddy just got a big endorsement from the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft.
Wow.
He says he's a huge fan of the rap mogul and would love to see him buy the Panthers, I guess. Diddy has publicly declared his intention to become at least part owner of the Carolina Panthers when they go up for sale. He wants to do it. I think, isn't it Kaepernick and Stephen Curry? They're all...
Steph has put his name out there that he wants in. I heard Kaepernick wants in. None of these guys have the kind of money, the long money you need to be able to buy a franchise. And this is the problem. They're super famous. So they say, we'd love to. And that sounds great and it makes the news. There are people with plenty of dough who will jump into the mix and they
make
won't
a cash deal.
They won't be like, we're putting together a group. They'll be like, we'll just take it.
Well, they've got a little time here and they certainly have some influential friends. And I'm sure that there are people who would love to see them in place. And so maybe they can put together a conglomerate in time with a solid plan and present it. And maybe they win the day.
I think Jordan owns the Charlotte team in basketball there.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he would find himself wanting to invest in the NFL team as well. Right. I know he's got buku.
Yeah.
If he gets the Jerry Jones endorsement, he'll get the team for sure.
Who, P. Diddy?
Yeah. If you get those two, Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones, those are the two most powerful.
Well, Kraft says, I'm a big fan of Diddy, which it must have been funny to see him say that. He's a little guy. He's a good businessman. He's a very good businessman. I have a lot of respect for Diddy. Unclear how they know each other, but that's a big deal for him, and that's a nice endorsement to get if that's what he wants, to have that team. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff.
All right.
Snow, the train accident.
Oh.
Loose, random one-night stands make the news.
Hot.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:37 on Tuesday morning. Merry Christmas. It's right around the corner.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh. And everyone, look at our Christmas card. It's on the Alice 97.3 Instagram.
We sent you a Christmas card on Instagram.
A lot of comments.
Just wow. I mean.
One word.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This part of the show is brought to you by the Honey Baked Ham Company. Mm. This Thursday, day after tomorrow, from 4 to 6 p.m., Yuzette and Bryn will be at Cine Arts Santana Row in San Jose. They're going to have guest passes for movies to give out while supplies last. There's a photo set up with holiday props and our ugly sweater ornaments. while supplies last on those, you know, those are going to go fast. So all the details are at RadioAlice.com, but go down there. It's a little happy hour this Thursday, 4 to 6, Cine Arts Santana Road. It's 3088 Olson Drive in San Jose. A honey-baked ham is always easy, perfect, and loved. And this season, honey-baked ham offers speedier service and longer store hours. To order online or find a nearby store, go to shophoneybaked.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Gumps. Celebrate the joyfulness of the holidays. If it's from Gumps, they'll love it. Mm. Here's what's happening. So rain is back in the forecast. We should see some of that stuff by tonight into early morning tomorrow. Snow level going to drop to 3,000 feet, which is really good news.
Mm-hmm.
So let's cross our fingers for that. I know that... all of the resorts in Tahoe had an epic year last year, but this year has just been awful.
Yeah, so far not so good.
And
it was looking good. I mean, it seemed like we were getting a little rain in November, and everyone was like, oh, we'll be open.
Well, and I'm sure I don't have any stats in front of me, but I always feel like we get a pretty good early season. Not early like, you know, October, but November, December, we usually start looking good.
Yeah.
And it's usually where the disappointment starts to set in is that January, February, March, where we lose the rain and the season goes away too soon.
Because that late spring skiing, it can be really nice if, so, if it's good.
Let's hope that this is the year where we see some late season snow.
That'd be great.
Because we certainly didn't get a lot of it early. All right, the train crash in Washington State is a doozy. I looked at video footage from above. Like, I don't know if it was a drone or a helicopter, but it
over the site,
okay. The crash site, and the way it's hitting a turn, they say the thing heard that and fell right off the tracks. An Amtrak passenger train derailed with deadly results. This was yesterday morning, traveling more than twice the speed limit of the track. They say it was doing 80 in a 35 zone, although it's a high-speed train.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly what the deal was there. It looks like there was a dude operating it, so it wasn't just, you know,
that the train didn't F
autopilot.
Up, some dude did.
Right. But it was sort of a maiden voyage for this thing, so I don't quite get how the operator
just decided to freewheel it 80 miles an hour around some curve that he'd never been around before.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But it crashed over Interstate 5, which is a very busy, I mean, it runs all the way through California here. So we're all very aware of 5. They say that spot carries a 30-mile-per-hour speed limit for the train, that is. They say there were two engines. If you look at the overhead shot, you see the engine. One of the engines still seems to be on the track. And to me, there's no way that it would have to have been pushing. Does that make sense?
Is it? Are there two in a row at the front?
Because it hits the turn and that's where everything sort of flies off. You'd have to be looking at it to understand what I'm getting at. I'm not doing a good job, but it's hard to figure how this happened, because the train, the coaches are everywhere.
Right.
And some of them are even scattered back by where the engine is still on the track. So it's going to take them a while to sort this out. There were 80 people on the train, and early reports say 6 people were killed in the incident. Right now, I only have a confirmed 3.
Right. But everybody was injured, basically.
Yes. Yep. So we'll get more details today. They are trying to sort this out. Early reports claim no motorists were killed, even though a train flew right off onto the highway.
Yeah, that's so incredible. A miracle.
I don't even know how that's possible, the way the truck that it hit, it landed on the thing. So we'll get more details. But this is unfortunate, because as we're all looking for better mass transit, our highways are nutted up pretty good, and mass transit is the key.
Right.
Trains could be really important.
And they already are. I mean, I don't take a lot of Amtrak things, but people use the trains to commute here. There's the whole North Bay train. That's a whole new thing.
From the Central Valley.
Right. It's you just hate to hear about this, especially on a maiden voyage. Like, dude, take it easy. It's the first time. You just effed it up. God.
So Ashley Madison is somehow still in business.
What?
I don't understand. I didn't know that.
So you can still go to the site and have an affair.
The infidelity app Ashley Madison has threatened to sue a rival app after accusing it of copying its trademarks. Ruby Life bought Ashley Madison, so they're the company that owns it. They've ordered a hookup app called Casual X to immediately change its branding and slogan or face legal action. Casual X, it looks like, is Tinder for one-night stands, they call it.
Oh.
So you truly are there for a hookup. I thought Tinder was for hookups. But I haven't used either of these sites. I can't.
I thought Tinder was Tinder for one-night stands.
The only time I got to use Tinder was I was using Leslie's Tinder at dinner one time. That's a friend of ours. And I was like, oh, I like him for you. Loser, loser, loser. So,
but you went through and picked a few guys.
Picked a few guys. One of them had a Thrasher skateboard tee on, and I was like, oh
that seems
mature.
You
cannot go wrong with the skateboarder. That's a win.
That's.
I never followed up on that, actually. I should. I wonder if those two ended up. Well, she's still single, so I guess that didn't work out.
I wonder if she ever even ended up seeing him.
I think at the time she was like, I don't even look at that site. No. She's not even using it. Anyway, this casual ex seems to be biting a little bit of Ashley Madison's, you know, business by using similar slogans. Life is boring. Desire a fling? That's casual ex.
Yeah.
Ashley Madison says, it's way too close to our life is short. Have an affair. Mm. Is it?
Look, if I'm Ashley Madison, I've crawled under a rock and never stuck my head out again. I mean, honestly, I don't know that they have a leg to stand on in any case. It's different enough, in my opinion.
And can you patent adultery?
I mean, I know, right. Agreed, Hooman. Can you patent adultery? I don't think so.
Ashley Madison says it's dedicated to helping married people have affairs, while Casual X says it's just interested in helping anyone enjoy a spot of no strings attached nookie.
Mm-hmm. A fling.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. What about that image?
The image is a woman with a mask on holding a finger over her lips,
like
which is similar.
Right.
And yet I still feel like, isn't there enough business out there for both of you? I mean, really. Is that Ashley Madison?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Scotes, this bums me out so bad.
Merry Christmas.
If you remember, in 2015, Ashley Madison was hit by a hack which exposed the secrets of up to 35 million lovers. Married people, I mean.
Yeah, and dudes everywhere went, no, I don't even saw that. Someone must have got my, that must have been a joke.
Hacked.
Someone.
I've been hacked, right.
Looking for someone other than my wife. Yeah, well, guess what? She's looking for you. Why, yada, yada.
Frame.
You framed yourself. You're booing yourself.
Frame. Oh, I never do nothing wrong, man. But every time I get the play, I'll be framed.
That's fun, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
So we talked yesterday about cell phones and the new warnings coming out from the state of California about the radio signals and how bad they can be.
The RF.
Tumor causing, or they can, because you keep your phone in your pocket, it might cause infertility issues long term.
Right.
They're saying don't even have your phone in your bedroom by your head.
Right.
Which many of us, myself included, use our phones for our alarm clock. And that's exactly where my phone is. It's not in my bed, but it's within
arm's reach.
3 feet?
Yeah.
Whatever that is, I mean.
I always keep mine all the way across the room so that I have to get out of bed to turn it off. Because if I don't have to get out of bed, I somehow don't. But I do have an iPad on my bedside table, so I don't know. I'm sure I'm cooking.
You're a wonder.
Am I?
I would say you're
a wonder.
What do
you mean? That you get up before your alarm. Like, there's something totally wrong
there. No, I think that the consistency by which you have kept your career on the tracks and the idea that it's so difficult for you to wake up, it's a miracle.
I agree with you there. It is a miracle.
I remember the stories.
The opposite of a morning person.
The stories you have told, and that you've gotten a lot better, but where you're like, my alarm is set, I have 8 alarms, and then usually it still takes John to hit me and kick me
to get me out of bed.
And I hear that story and just think, first of all, and I know you have no sympathy for John in this situation, but I'm like, 8 alarms?
Mm-hmm.
You make the guy sit through 8 of them? I mean, my God. Right, there it is, the lack of sympathy for him.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, I would be, I'm going to just go, I will take another room in the house.
Yep.
Because this is not.
Nonsense.
I can't do it.
Johnny's, I don't know, he's like a rock. He just doesn't, nothing really bothers him. Thank God, because Jesus, I am a bothersome person.
Well, I don't think that's the case, but this particular...
Yeah, that's a...
Anyway, the reason I brought it up is I looked into it, and there is a new device out there. This is not an ad. I'm not trying to sell anybody anything. I haven't purchased one yet. There's something called an Amazon Echo Spot.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this?
It's the little... It's the satellite to the main one.
It's... But it's a different satellite than the... There's a couple of these things.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
But this one has a window and a screen. It has a screen on it. Some of them don't.
Yeah.
The little Most hockey of them puck don't, looking right. things, they don't. The Amazon Spot has a screen, and it can be used as a smart alarm clock. So I'm going to look into it. Right now, I've already switched. I'm switching over to my iPad. At least that's has no signal. It's a Wi-Fi thing, but it doesn't have...
Yeah, I have no idea how that works. Is it just being on Wi-Fi, or is it just the searching for a signal?
No, I think it is the cell phone signal specific that the California, the state of California is warning you against.
So I don't need to worry about my iPad. It's just my phone.
Well.
I hope.
So far, I mean, no one's made a report about Wi-Fi signals. They're talking specifically about this cell phone signal. Very disturbing to think that here's the thing we've all sort of... Everything's aimed us away from laptops and desktops, and we've all become mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're finding out our mobile might be
it's cooking us
a big problem.
Right.
It is a tumor.
It is a tumor.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Ed Sheeran is the one that wrote Love Yourself.
Oh, so then it is about Ellie Goulding.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would be about Ellie, because he's so mad about her. What's the other song that he did? It's there's an Ed Sheeran song that's about, you know.
Yes, the rap song.
Oh, because she cheated on him?
Yeah.
Need you, baby, come on, let me know.
Don't.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might have it mixed up with Sing, though. Don't with my love. Yeah, that one. Supposedly that's about Ellie Goulding. Although, you know, he's never confirmed that I know of.
Well, why would he?
No, he has.
Oh, what did he say?
All right, so it's from the Metro.
Is it trashy?
Ed Sheeran finally admits hit song Don't is about Ellie Goulding and Niall Horan, because that's who
she went and banged one of the One Direction dudes in the hotel they were in.
Right.
It says he finally confirmed what we all suspected. Don't is about Niall Horan getting frisky with his once-girlfriend Ellie Goulding behind Ed's back. But on a brighter note, the flame-haired singing sensation is totally over all the anger he felt.
Oh, that's good. He got it all out in song.
They asked him has he forgiven Niall. By the way, Ed, Niall's 15 minutes is almost over.
Yeah, you have a long way to go.
Yeah, you got a long way to go. You can
forgive
the
guy. You're a keeper, Ed. Let him go.
He says, I guess I haven't forgiven him, but I got over the anger the moment I wrote the song. Well, there's the key, everyone.
It's cathartic.
You don't forgive that, though. There's no way. I'm sitting in my hotel room chewing my guts out while you're boning my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm more mad at the girl.
You're 1,000 times a bigger star than the other guy.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. If he was way bigger than you, then you should be bummed.
Oh.
Right? I mean, how often do we talk about Niall Horan? Is that even how you pronounce his name? How do you pronounce his name?
I think you got it.
Oh. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, Vinny, I'm going to start with Eminem.
All right.
Got a whole bunch of stuff about him.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.